put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Are locking up this morning, probably because it's going to be a big day. We have some long form content, but it's good, it's interesting, it's informative. And so here we go. And I would say, you know, good morning. First of all, welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, May 22nd, 2020. Friday before Memorial Day, right? And it's a big one. I would say, I think Del Bigtree is right. If you had a chance to listen to yesterday's live stream and his conversation with Alan Dershowitz, it was interesting. And he said that they discussed Dershowitz debating Bobby Kennedy Jr., which I think would be very interesting. And that was a conversation that was pre-recorded. And Del Bigtree said that that occurred, I think it was a day or two before Alan Dershowitz was on Tucker Carlson earlier this week. And I noticed a softer tenor in Alan Dershowitz as well. It was a more tempered interview than, or at least Alan Dershowitz's remarks were more, I would say, tempered than the remarks he made in his interview with Jason Goodman. Those remarks were very, very adamant, very unequivocal, very emphatic, very resolute. And it was just sort of matter of fact, the way that he phrased it. But then, you know, in the conversation with Del Bigtree, he acknowledged, or perhaps conceded maybe, that Del Bigtree had made some good points. And that, yes, indeed, there was probably room for nuance, as Alan Dershowitz put it. That was one of the words that Alan Dershowitz used. One of the things that I find interesting in these discussions is, you know, about mandatory vaccinations. Alan Dershowitz says, you do not have a right to infect the general public. Well, what about the fact that in many cases, you know, we play the Grace Macklin clip, Grace Macklin talking about 28 of 41 outbreaks of polio being seeded by response efforts, quote unquote, by the vaccination that they distribute, the World Health Organization, which is the Gates Foundation. And that's not a stretch, because, you know, people talk about, if you look at the funding, China pales in comparison to the United States, but the Gates Foundation has been acknowledged as the number two funder of the World Health Organization. And when you realize that the Global Alliance on Vaccines and Immunizations, Gavi, is follows closely behind the Gates Foundation in terms of total funding of the World Health Organization. You put those two together because the Global Alliance on Vaccines and Immunization is a Gates pet, like so many other things. Those together eclipse even the United States government in terms of funding the World Health Organization. So I think that's interesting. But I, you know, so the World Health Organization has acknowledged that its so-called response efforts, the ostensible response efforts, and again, you know, I have said many times, it's interesting, everything seems ostensible these days, but, you know, just reminds me of Sam Husseini's recent interview in the Journeyman Pictures Perspectives on the Pandemic series, using the word ostensible, I don't know, close to a dozen times maybe, probably more. Because that's the reality of the world we live in, sadly. And, you know, speaking of just a couple of things, Tucker Carlson tonight was fantastic last night. I would say Laura Ingraham's broadcast on Fox News was even better, perhaps. A lot of information about the testing, you know, and that's an interesting conversation to circle back around to Dave's remarks. I just, you know, I have been trying to maintain my composure, but we are in a very dire situation, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think most people have really any comprehension of how close we are to becoming communist China. And so to Charles in Florida's remarks yesterday about, particularly about the synarchist movements, I think it's interesting. You know, I've talked about Bollywood in the past and how their crime thrillers and things seem, you know, they look like things that grade school children would put together. And that's not because they're naive or incompetent or incapable or anything like that. I think it's just because we are so far advanced with these, you know, synarchist elements in our midst, with the Machiavellian sort of culture that, you know, this green fog that has sort of subsumed everything. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. There's an interesting article that a friend shared with me earlier today that is shocking, but sadly not surprising. But I think when you look around the world and you look at some of the places, the governments, the tone and perspective of other folks, they seem naive and almost childlike by comparison, because they've not been marinating in the sort of Machiavellian evil that really, for many practical purposes, springs forth from here. You know, this is kind of the tip of the spear, I would say, in many ways. Not entirely. And there are many books on that, but, and, you know, many people have talked about that. But, I mean, for practical purposes, a great deal of the evil that plagues the world is sort of manufactured here, if you will. And Bill Gates is a guy that we've talked about quite a bit recently. Because, you know, for instance, when I wrote the article over, I wrote an article, what was it, the 13th, couple weeks ago almost now, and I included an image titled it COVID-1939. Probably needs more stuff, but, I, you never want these things to be entirely overwhelming. But I included a little sketch that I made and started circulating back in mid-March among friends and family. And, you know, it includes, it's a funnel, COVID-19 coronavirus, the scare is a funnel. Into that funnel is dumped restricted travel, real ID, vaccines, 5G, bioengineering, surveillance, eugenics, population reduction, AI, artificial intelligence, rewilding, COG, continuity of government, cashless society, cryptocurrency, economic reset, quote unquote, in other words, collapse, UBI, universal basic income, crushing fossil fuels, quote unquote, build or transition to sustainable and green energy or green tech. And out of the funnel, you dump all of that stuff into that scare funnel, the coronavirus scare funnel. Out of it pops control, primarily a police state, a technocratic, communitarian, communist, socialist, fascist dystopia. And what's interesting to note, these are all things that many of us are aware of, have been planned and in the works by old school bad guys for a long time, but these are things that Bill Gates has spoken to directly in almost every case. The vast majority of them, certainly, or has, you know, if not has not spoken to directly, is heavily involved in, deeply invested in, and, you know, has interests in, or both in many cases. You know, he's talked about restricted travel. The only way we get back to anything close to normal before, you know, I swear when I hear him talk, he sounds like the character in Men in Black, the alien that comes and basically puts on the, you know, the guy's skin suit. Bill Gates sounds like his skin suit doesn't fit very well. He's trying to, I don't know, compensate for an ill-fitting skin suit. That's the way that he strikes me. Or maybe it's the vampire trying to wear a skin suit. That, you know. And speaking of that, looking at Anthony Fauci's claws when he speaks is horrifying too. It looks like, you know, something that C.S. Lewis has written about, some kind of chimerical figure. That's just me. You know, maybe I'm imagining things. So Bill Gates has talked about restricted travel. He's obviously talked about the Real ID initiative and biometric, you know, digital certificates, that kind of stuff. Vaccines, obviously. 5G, same thing. Bioengineering, heavily involved in. Eugenics, population control, heavily involved in. Surveillance, AI, heavily involved in. You know, cashless society, cryptocurrency, green energy, green tech. Many of these things, if not all, he has spoken to directly and is directly involved in. I think is very, it should be deeply disturbing to most people. And so what I hope to point out during today's broadcast is, again, you know, I keep reiterating this, but our perception is being managed very closely, very, very carefully, very strategically. We've talked about Google's selfish ledger in the past. We'll talk about a sort of Gates corollary to the selfish ledger today. But what's important, I think, is that we understand our perception is being managed. And if we can collectively, if you will, you know, as a society, become aware of that and shake the fog and respond accordingly, I believe that something like what John Adams intimated to Hezekiah Niles is possible when he said, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. And he wrote, this radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. And I believe if the American people could see some of the things in their midst for what they really are, that would change. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station. While Frank Sinatra sings stormy weather, the flies and spiders. spiders get along together. Cobwebs fall on an old skipping record.
Welcome back. All right, hopefully that makes sense. The point. Changing our perspective on these things is imperative. I think it's possible. You know, bad guys want to believe that in Bernaysian fashion, you and I can be manipulated and controlled beyond our... We can be steered in cybernetic fashion. And like I said, you know, juxtaposing cybernetics with the Bible, even if you believe, which I would say erroneously, in error, that you can decide for yourself, you can stand independent. You know, I believe the biblical concept that you're either a slave to Christ or a slave to sin. And so... Even if you believe you can stand apart from that discussion, there is no denying once you actually, you know, once we start investigating the subject matter we discuss, for example, on this broadcast and in this network generally, there is an overwhelming effort to control people in every aspect of their lives, to manage perception, to shape it, and, you know, again, to... accomplish what Vance Packard intimates in The Hidden Persuaders. Mr. Bernays. And he's talking about Pareto before that. Maybe that passage. Bernays explains the need to take the depth approach with people in order to give them the right attitudes in these words. It would be ideal if all of us could make up our own minds independently by evaluating all pertinent facts objectively. Yeah, that's kind of where whatever comes after that, them's fighting words, as far as I'm concerned. Continuing. That, however, is not possible. See what I mean? In a later chapter, a publicist amplifies this by discussing Vilfredo Pareto's theory on the non-logical elements in human activities, and then quotes Richard Worthington's comments on Pareto's general sociology in these words. Well, I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
All right. Welcome back. extended musical interludes. Let's dive into a couple of things. Maybe I'll start with this article on with Laura Ingraham last night was Wesley Smith, who writes over at the National Review from time to time. She kept talking about a new article that she kept mentioning his new article. And it's definitely interesting. There are a number of interesting articles over at the National Review. The Biden inversion. I still agree with Lee Smith. Joe Biden doesn't exist. And you know, it's a resurgence of the Obama-Alinskyite cultural Marxist nonsense. It's okay to acknowledge good COVID-19 news. We can handle the truth by Rich Lowry. That's an interesting article. But Wesley Smith's latest article, well, actually, he has one out today. Suicide prevention researchers leave out assisted suicide. Pretending assisted suicide deaths are not suicide doesn't make them not suicide, and sweeps that aspect of our crisis under the rug. Similar to how in New York, for example, nursing home patients who were rushed to the hospital and then died were not counted as nursing home deaths during this whatever it is thing, this latest episode, crisis episode. And that's obviously disingenuous. Wesley Smith has written a few articles on this subject of suicide, one of the more recent, New Jersey suicide confusion. Now with coronavirus, New Jersey officials are worried about a spike in suicide caused by the shutdown, and they should be because that's happening. And by the way, I heard last week, I think it was, that in the Flathead Valley in Montana, just as an example, as a real-world example, in the story that Tucker Carlson featured last night is another illustration of how the real effects come down to a very personal level. And that wasn't, in that case, it wasn't suicide, but it was, again, dealing with the nursing home issue and the mismanagement thereof. So I heard last week that there had been 7 suicides in Flathead County, Montana alone during this crisis episode, is kind of what I would generally categorize it as. And to put that in perspective, if I go to the ArcGIS dashboard for Montana today, still it's reporting 16 deaths. I think that USAfacts.org is reporting 18. Last I checked, the Montana official dashboard reporting 16. So you're talking about 7 suicides in one county that are undoubtedly related. That's an astronomical uptick. That's half the total deaths attributed to COVID-19 in the entire state of Montana, you know, versus this number of suicides in just one county. There are 56 counties in Montana. And to further put that in perspective, one can go see for oneself that in the same county, there are 2 recorded COVID-19 deaths. So you have 7 suicides versus 2 COVID-19 deaths. And I'm sure that's not an isolated incident. You know, USA Facts features the deaths of despair where is that? There are a couple of places that you could find that, but page in question is titled "Coronavirus is in the news, but what do most Americans die of? Accidents, cancer, and deaths of despair." See how age and location influence U.S. Death rates. And I've mentioned this in the past, but deaths of despair in particular is something that, you know, people just sort of shining are now really, I think, shining a bright light on the incredible. I mean, we've talked about the disparity of things like, you know, mom and pop businesses are closed. They're not essential, while Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and the big box stores are essential. And it gets back to what Charles in Florida was talking about yesterday. Would that we all knew and were familiar with this subject matter, the effort to crush small business and to crush the little guy, to bring the little guy further under control and eventually just get rid of the little guy. That's how, when Bill Gates says, and I've mentioned this many times in the past, when he says we're gonna eliminate poverty, the way to do that is to eliminate the impoverished. And it's not, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see when he's saying, well, what we figured out is we improve the quality of life for these people, then they have fewer children. That's not entirely true. There's a lot of propaganda that goes into that. There's a lot of, you know, managed health care, universal health care and single payer. That's going to be fun when you have no decision, zero decision. Folks, our systems are backed up around the world, and maybe that would be something that we should pay attention to in situations like this. But when you see that, according to their efforts, according to what Bill Gates has said himself, you know, that segment, that one, whatever it's called, the Gates Notes post and the corresponding video that he published does saving more lives lead to overpopulation, I think is what that one is titled. Yeah, does saving more lives lead to overpopulation? That's definitely the first question on my mind. Isn't it on yours all the time? No. Not a question you ask. Bill Gates explains his answer to the tough question from this year's annual letter. Does saving kids' lives lead to overpopulation? I know, it's what we're all wondering. We're all terrified, right? I'm not. I think people should be left alone. I think the command that was reissued after the flood is a good idea. Genesis 9:9, I believe. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth was the reiteration of the command. The reissuing of it came with the additional and fill the earth. So Bill Gates is worried, you know, does saving more lives lead to overpopulation? No, actually, if we improve their standard of living, you know, if we do a really good job on vaccines and other thing, you know, we can reduce, remember, innovating to zero, 2010. TED Talk. So it's not a stretch. Basically, you raise the level, the standard of living for the impoverished around the world while you are essentially imposing forced sterilization programs and things like that on them. And then eventually, you know, they just, oh yeah, and the UBI, give them a universal basic income, give them a bunch of free stuff. And within a generation or two, as the sociologists have proven in their studies throughout the decades, these people will just become extinct. They will suicide themselves as a people, essentially. And they will be none the wiser as they go through this. Won't notice, you know, no one's having children. I had a conversation recently with a family member. I said, I think, you know, we keep hearing that we have more and more people. I said, as I look around, you know, as I look back in history at footage, film footage, and, you know, protests and things throughout the civil rights era, footage of people in downtown New York 100 years ago, it looks to me like we have fewer people today. I know that according to the numbers the the World Bank is tracking, population growth rate has, I mean, it's approaching zero. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what that means. It's down around 1%. That means that effectively the alarmists, you know, the Malthusian contingent, Bill Gates, Henry Kissinger, all of these kinds of people have done their job. And this is worldwide. It's perhaps more astonishing when, you know, people talk about social Darwinism and different forms of Darwinism. And again, you know, the book is titled On the Origin of Species, but the full title is By Means of Natural Selection or Preservation of Favored Races and the Struggle for Life. So who chooses? And so, speaking of population growth rate, it's perhaps interesting for folks to look at the United States population growth rate. World Bank has it at 0.5% as of 2018. So, I suppose I'll leave that there. Back to deaths of despair, just briefly to touch on this. Heart disease and cancer are the top causes of death. These are not communicable, obviously, so that's usually where we, you know, people say, people are dying. Look at how many people are dying of these kinds of things, heart disease, cancer, accidents, lower respiratory disease, strokes, Alzheimer's, diabetes, etc. But flu is on the chart, and it's, 14.9 per 100,000. That's communicable. And so these numbers are interesting as well. But deaths of despair have been climbing in the post-9/11 era. I wonder why. Drug-related deaths, suicides, and alcohol-related. And it's interesting, alcohol-related deaths are climbing. And so people have noticed, isn't it provocative irony that the Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, the AA meetings were not considered essential in many places, and church, of course, has, you know, as one pastor put it, that 1 hour a day is the most lethal. You know, you can meander through Walmart 24/7, but that 1 hour at church, oh, beware, it's a killer. So the AA meetings and church and so forth considered non-essential in many places, while the alcohol stores remain open in most of those places. That's, I think, a painful irony when you consider the subject of deaths of despair. And, you know, there have been studies. Del Bigtree covered this very well in a past Highwire live stream. I forget the gentleman he had on discussing one particular study that was, I believe, done back in the 70s, and very provocative. Something that we should be paying attention to. Donald Trump said the cure can't be worse than the thing, and it seems that shutdowns and lockdowns are worse. Many people have known. We'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. All right, so quickly, the National Review article, back to that. Wesley Smith's May 20th National Review article, Natural Rights Advances to World Economic Forum. We've watched the extinguishing or the attempted extinguishing of our rights. We've talked about, you know, and Laura Ingraham mentioned, they played the clip of Ronald Reagan. Laura Ingraham said inalienable. We talk about unalienable, the unalienable rights. that our founding documents discuss the rights of the unalienable rights of man that do not issue from man. Whatever government can give, it can take away. So the subject of Wesley Smith's article, Nature Rights Advances to World Economic Forum, is peculiar. But, you know, you can see it. So 5 USC 553 talks about the rights of corporations, which are dead things. They're not living. This effort to, it's interesting, isn't it, to try to push man out and his rights. The Bible says that he created man, God created man a little lower than the angels. And so, you know, it's a special thing. That's a special thing. But we've been told by the Darwinist crowd for a long time, folks have been indoctrinated into this idea that, you know, we crawled out of ooze and that we evolved from the ooze and we're no different than the animals, which, you know, I guess that's one way to look at it. Anyway, people that are trying to inculcate that sort of belief in the masses are also trying to, they're behind this natural rights movement. So nature rights advances to World Economic Forum. As the world is distracted by COVID-19 or snoozing in an unwise, it can never happen here. Remember Sinclair Lewis? Complacency, the nature rights movement continues to advance respectably. It has been endorsed by science journals. And, you know, what good are those these days since Bill Gates is writing articles in the New England Journal of Medicine, which is absolutely ridiculous. It kind of tells you all you need to know, I think, about the New England Journal of Medicine. It's another advertising outlet, essentially, is what it amounts to. And editors-in-chief who have resigned in disgust have essentially said as much. So, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.